Attendees flooded into the gym to hear President Obama's speech on education, but hundreds of gas-drilling opponents like Renee Vogelsang protested outside in hopes that their voices would be heard.
Ban fracking now! Obama! Ban fracking now!
We know fracking cannot be done safely, and we want the president to embrace a renewable energy economy right now, not tomorrow, one that isn't going to make people sick, that isn't going to harm our drinking water, our food shed, our air, and provide good, safe jobs with solar power, wind, geothermal hydro. We can do it right now.
But even with strong emotions in the air, parent Margaret Ristoff, who attended the speech, says the commotion was actually pretty peaceful.
I thought it was kind of neat for my kids to see that there's two sides and everyone could say what they wanted to say without it turning violent.
While some people had other agendas for heading towards Henninger High School, most of President Obama's audience left feeling touched by his words. Nottingham alum Marissa Jones sang the national anthem at the event, and says the president gave her extra motivation to continue towards a higher education.
I felt very encouraged to just go to school and finish and graduate. Very overwhelming. I'm very humbled to be here and to just be a part of this. I'm speechless.
Hillside and Upward Bound, programs in Syracuse that focus on higher education preparation, were at the event. Some students tell me that with such a small community, it means a lot to them that the president chose their city and is working hard to make sure they can attend college. Chanel Terry, WAER News.